You are listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
He goes by the name Kirk Franklin, yeah? He's reminding us this morning that there is a whole love theory to this whole thing, including worship. Oh yeah, there is. It's 6:30 on the dot, my friend, and I want you and I to have an important conversation. You see, in my mind, all our conversations are important. I don't know if you agree, but in my mind, they are all like at the same level, at the same level of very important. So vandag ons moet oor die, what is a hike in Afrikaans? I also don't know. I'm going to say tricky, but I'm not sure if it's a tricky. I wanted to talk about hiking. +27734703520. I'm a little bit of a hypocrite because if I say I love hugging and then I get a hug from someone I don't want to get a hug from, I'm not going to be like, why are you touching me? So I think, yeah, I don't know. Hugs are nice, but I think they're nice when it's someone you know. And, well, for me, people are different. People are different. 2 days ago, maybe it's at the 12th of February, is Hugging Day. It's Hugging Day. The word hug, I don't know why this is important to anyone who cares, but the word hug is 450 years old. And it's only been 50 years since public hugging has actually become acceptable. Before, it was just like, it was a crime, you know, the same way that, what else is a crime? The same way that maybe kissing is a crime. Yeah, hugging was not a good thing to do in the public spaces. Are you a hugger? Do you love hugs? Do you love hugs from everyone and like anyone? Or are you a little bit more specific about who can hug you? For example, maybe you don't mind hugs from your gender. Okay. Let me talk about from my gender. Okay. Not talking for all my genders. I'm just talking from that perspective as a person in that gender. Some women might enjoy hugs like a lot, but it's so much easier hugging a woman than it is hugging a guy. And so you like, for me, ladies, a hug any day, anytime, we good to go. Like, I don't mind. Very happy to do it. Crazy about it. 20 times a day, doesn't matter, like it's, we can hug. But maybe the same person who loves hugs and is very comfortable with hugging ladies might be a bit awkward around hugging a guy. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. But hugging really is important, according to this data over here. They say, well, giving and receiving a hug does a couple of good things for the parties involved. I mean, we can start off with how our moods and general well-being. I've heard that, like, you know, even with a baby, when a baby's sick, like remove the clothes, right? And now you can remove your clothes and put the baby here on your chest, and the child will heal faster. I don't know if it works for all conditions, but I once heard something like that, you know, and I've heard people praising the African system of how they carry kids, whether it's here on your back or in other countries, they carry them in the front. But that is very important, to have that physical closeness, that touch, and skin to skin. Skin to skin is even better than when there are clothes on. So very interesting, yeah? So it does something for our moods and general well-being. Even as big kids, yeah, it impacts us positively as well. It soothes us during our lowest lows. You know, a hug is very, very, very soothing. A hug can be very, very soothing. Hugs help us lower stress. They increase mutual trust. I think that's a beautiful one. mutual trust. You become more comfortable with this person because of the hugging intimacy, and it lowers blood pressure. It lowers blood pressure. So hugging is one of the ways that show that you also do not mean any harm, you know, that you wish a person well. It's very difficult to hug a person you don't care about. It's like, unless you're a good actress or actor, I can't. If I'm not being authentic about it, I don't want to do it. Like, I'd rather not do it than to pretend I can't do that. Those of you who can, I'm scared of you guys. I'm genuinely scared of people who do things when they don't mean it. And I feel like you're a better actress or actor than those ones who are winning Oscars. I don't want, if you don't like me, leave me alone. If you don't like me, please, I'm begging you, leave me alone. Don't hug me. Because if you now open your arms to hug me, you'll be like, why? I don't understand. I don't get it. I'm sorry. That's just me. All right. But shame, hugging generally is something that's supposed to provide us with assurance. It shows supports, and it's great for optimal health. Actually, therapist Virginia Satir once stated that we require four hugs a day for survival. To keep ourselves healthy, we require 8 hugs per day. For growth, we need 12 hugs a day. You got that math, right? So basic level, 4 hugs. Ne? But so that you can really be healthy, move it up to 8. And then to grow, he does not expound growth in what way, but growth, maybe in all ways, 12 hugs a day. 12 hugs a day. Wow. And there are different types of hugs. So let's talk about that. There are different types of hugs. Number one, the self-hug. Barry, it's perfectly fine to hug yourself for as long as you need. I don't know. I'll get tired of this motion. If this is hugging myself, it's not the same. Yeah, it's not the same, but it's fine. The self-hug, Barry, do it. You know, pretend like your arms are someone else and just hug you. Just hug yourself. And then there's a tight hug. A tight hug is usually given when you see someone after a long time, or when it's time for a momentous goodbye, and you tighten your arms around this person or people. Then you've got the side hug. This is probably my go-to. The side hug is less intimate than a full body. Just, yeah. That's how you do it. And it's more common among friends, acquaintances, or co-workers because it's more casual. So, yeah, this is the side that will touch the other person's body and not the front. No. And then there's the polite hug. Oh, okay, let's see. The polite hug tends to be short and simple to create a sort of, hey. Feels like a fake hug, but yeah, it's short, it's simple, just creates a social bond, especially for long-distance relatives, or just maybe long-distance in anyone. Hi, nice to meet you. Yeah, we sure do awkward things. We sure do awkward things. And then the last one that I have on my list is the back hug. The back hug is a great way to show a deep physical connection in a close, trusting relationship, and it's a sign of affection between two people who are in a good mood. That's a very beautiful one. Love it. Love it for days. So when was the last time that you got yourself a good hug? And if it has been a while, hey, if possible today, make sure that you give someone a really good hug, okay? Get your hormones working. Even the people that you live with, you have a child, you have a hug each other. You know, someone once said, we go out in the world and we show so much love to other people, but the people who we live with and we see every day, we take extremely for granted. We don't do the same for them. I don't know why we do that. The same way you can be like, I love you, friend, but you never say you know, to your mom, oh, I love you, mom, like more regularly. I don't know why we do that. I think it is taking people for granted. Yeah, we learn every day. Né? When you know better, you do better. So from now, 4 hugs minimum, 8 hugs for being healthy, 12 hugs for optimal growth. That's how we should be doing it. Do not be scared of going and giving hugs and getting hugs from other people.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.